And just like Pastor Black said, my name is Daniel Chuanca, and it's a joy and a privilege to be here with you today. I wanted to start with a verse from Romans 10:10, a verse that is very dear to my heart. A verse says, "For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved." God has been so good with me, and he blessed me tremendously. I was blessed to be born in a Christian home. My dad was a pastor, and I was able to see so many signs of God's work. I remember Sunday mornings when Dad would load us up in a car, and we would go to small countryside churches in the villages, where my dad would perform baptisms there because they didn't have enough ministers there. And me, my dad, and my brother would sing in a trio for the Lord. And so many times on winters, we were praying that the car would start. It was a diesel, and so many times we were stuck on the side of the road. And we're hoping that we'll be able to move to the other location. But God was gracious, and just the things that I was able to experience back then left some vivid memories that I would never forget. In my teen years, I went away from the Lord. And in my high school, there were some friends with a bad influence on me, and we would skip some classes from high school, and we'd go to bars and other location, and we're playing pool, billiards, and some things we're not supposed to do. And I always had the voice in my head that this is not the way that God wants me to go. But it was on a conference in 1997 when we spent some days in the mountains, and on the very last day after the conference we were supposed to take a trip. We were all excited. We got to see some really really nice sceneries in the mountains. Everybody was singing, everybody was happy, but all of a sudden, not realizing, I was left behind. For some reason, I got distracted, and all of a sudden, I try calling somebody, and was nobody around. It was in a place that I've never been before. So it was a moment when I kneeled down, and I just came to the Lord in prayer and said, "Lord, I know you really exist, but please be with me in this moment." And I started walking in one direction, and I just eventually got through a forest, and I came to a road, and I had the impression just to go right on that road. And after a while, I saw some cars, and over there, some people do offer rides. I know hitchhiking here is not not a good thing to go, but over there I motioned to a truck that was coming, and he stopped, and I didn't remember much. I didn't even remember the whole name of the place that we were staying, but the driver knew, had the idea where that was, and I got back at camp before everybody else did. Which was a sign that God was at work. And God really used that time when I was helpless and had nowhere to go just to make me understand that I need a personal relationship with Him. But it was after a couple of weeks later when I was in my home church and was a visiting pastor. And that night was very special. It seemed like it was just me and the pastor in the room. He broke all my resistance away. as I was able to understand that it wasn't my father's walk with the Lord, it wasn't my family that made their decision for themselves. I need to make my decision for my own. And God has been really good with me ever since. I surrendered my life to Him on the 24th of November, 97. So it's such a blessing to be on God's narrow path for the last 13 years. I'm also thankful for so many godly people that God put in my way and helped me work for Him in His ministry. I would just mention a sweet brother in Bucharest. His name is Daniel Grozia. He's a missionary, and God really put him in my life in a mentoring role, and he was able to help me grow in the Lord. And there, we would get in a mission group. A mission group on Sundays, and we would go into some villages and just ministry and sharing the gospel door by door.
Amen.
There are some times where some villages where there were no pavement, and we had to put boots on, and we had to leave the car in one spot and go to that location wearing those boots in the mud. But I remember we had a old Volkswagen Transporter that had no heating on, so in the winter it was really, really cold, and our whole mission group, we prayed for another car that we can use for the ministry. And God was really gracious to us. He provided the means that we had another vehicle for the ministry. And just examples like that were such a blessing for us to see that God is at work, to see that His plans will prevail, and it's such a joy to see people coming to the Lord. I was blessed to see Daniel this morning, men's accountability group, and hear that he surrendered his life to the Lord. Mm-hmm. I want to close my testimony with a song, and I would like to sing closing Amazing Grace, and I will sing sing it in Romanian.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mărețul har m-a învățat s-o rup cu orice rău ce scum e azi tot harul dat trăiesc prin el mereu. Momel bagiocuri prigoniri, adesea-m înfruntat, prin harul marii lui iubiri, eu toate-am biruit. Când voi ajunge-n veșnicii, în slavă îmbrăcat, îi voi cânta pentru vecii, pe cel ce har mi-a dat.
Amen, amen.